if you wish to maintain a very alert and Krishna conscious japa, then it's very helpful or useful if you learn to be absolutely present minded while you chant. Sometimes our thoughts, our moods, and our attention just is not there when we chant, and then we are bound to become tired after some time. But if our attention and our mind is totally present, we will be very enlivened throughout and not feel tired. To be present means also, here comes maybe a new English word for you, to center yourself. Center yourself means to collect yourself and bring it in one place. What is yourself? What do you bring in one place? It's the physical body. You just sit straight. It's you pronounce the mantra very nicely, and you listen. You don't just speak, but you listen to the sound. You allow it to be with you. This is how you bring your body to the practice. But you also have a mind that is restless, like the wind. It is going here and there. So the mind can be focused by just bringing it to the sound vibration of the holy name. And if you are very absent-minded and very not really in the flow of chanting, just bring it to the first hari of each mantra. After some time, the mental energy will shift, and you will find it easy to be totally in the mantra. But this is all beginner's stuff. It is something which we don't really want to put too much emphasis on. The real, let us say, real japa is a process of bhakti. And bhakti means to do something with the intent to please Krishna. It is Krishna conscious activity. So when you do japa, you may remember sometimes Krishna. I, for instance, thought of a scene just this while I was chanting. It is when Krishna has eaten prasadam, or has eaten prasadam is not the everything which is given to him becomes prasadam. So when Krishna has eaten, then one servant called Jambula comes forward and takes his hand and places it on the belly of Krishna and just rubs the hand like this in a clockwise way around the belly of Krishna. While Krishna very restlessly looks here and there about what he could do next. Jambula knows this increases the power of digestion. So he just keeps the Lord there and just serves him by rubbing his hand in circles. Very sweet. And then Krishna wants to go, and Jambula keeps him. And after some time, Jambula gives the permission for the Lord to move. And then the Lord will step 100 steps. 1, 2, 3, 4. 98, 99, 100 steps, because that also aids digestion. It put the meal at the proper place, and then he takes a rest. So, such scenes come to your mind, or can come to your mind, or you can think of this, or you can think of the deities, and in this way establish what is so important in bhakti. You can establish a connection and free your practice of chanting japa from the prison house of mechanical, boring sleep-inducing activity, no? It becomes all of a sudden brilliant and alive with life as you think of Krishna. If thinking of Krishna's pastime sounds strained or artificial for you at this stage, you may think of his name, you know, focus on his name, or focus on his form, you know, the deity. Or you may focus on one of his qualities, that he is so merciful. He brought even me to Teyakadamba in the shade of these wish-fulfilling trees. The idea is, if you want to move forward in your japa, if you want to really infuse it with bhakti, you need to add to the name the form of Krishna, or something which brings your affection to Krishna. You could, for instance, remember yesterday at Surabhikund, when all of a sudden, in this, Bhujan Prabhu said it was a spectacle. It was spectacular. Yeah, a spectacle is something which grabs our attention. It's spectacular. Whatever is spectacular, for instance, if Ravi Lochan is dressed spectacular, we have to look at Ravi Lochan and cannot bring our eyes away from Ravi Lochan. Today he's moderately dressed. I'm saying something humorous so that you can smile, huh? Please excuse me, Ravi Lochan. So it was spectacular. You can remember that scene, and how all of a sudden, from it seems the spiritual world, Radha and Krishna came. Something which induces some affection. Narottam, no, Raghunath Das Goswami says, take the name of Radha, which is like nectar, that is Hari, huh? Then take the name of Krishna, which is like condensed milk, and add to this drink nectar and condensed milk. That sounds very creamy. The fragrant eyes of anurag, or affection, and drink this constantly. In this way, the tongue, which is thirsty for enjoyment, is captured, and your whole life gets infused with nectar. Imagine this nectar drink. Nectar and condensed milk and fragrant ice. Means there's some rose flower there, or some champak flower. Flavor. And then we'll make it very spectacular. So the chanting should be alive. First rule, you must somehow center yourself. You must collect yourself, body, mind, and heart, and bring this to one place, that is the place where the holy name is going on. And then from there you have a launch pad. You have something from where you can move forward, that is to connect with Krishna. Please, you're doing very well. Some of you are understandably feeling a little tired. It's very nice. I see some of you get up and move. And when you move, don't forget to breathe. We need oxygen, our system, to stay alive. I always, when I move, combine it with taking in a lot of oxygen, then you're alert, happy, healthy advice. And then please don't hesitate to come back after some time and sit, because when devotees chant together, a very supportive spiritual atmosphere is created. Please continue. You're doing really well, and we don't really want to distract from the japa. Japa can only... when you want to do japa, do japa, and nothing else. Hare Krishna.
for your efforts of the holy name
here in Tirthakamba. It was a historic moment. This is the place of Srila Rupa Goswami, who is empowered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to present Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy in a systematic way. He has gone through all the scriptures, and thus he is in one way the founder of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. It is from here where we can get strength. It is from here where we can get direction also. And you have completed a wonderful day here with a sincere effort. Prashanta will tell us in a moment how our program will continue, but I would really like to say great things have been done by everyone. I've been watching you, I've talked with some of you. It's a great honor for us to serve sincere and determined Vaishnavas like you, and very wonderful. As I said, the program will, how we run the program, continue the program, will be announced by Prashanta, but I wish to already say, so that there is no anxiety in the air, we will not have a kirtan program this evening. After we have returned, there is opportunity for those of you who wish to complete the 64 rounds and have are just a few, let us say, arm lengths away from their goal. You can easily complete in the evening. So let us now hear from Prashanta how the program will continue.
Sri Chaitanya Manavista, Svapitam Vena Bhutare, Sayam Rupa Kadamayam, Dadatisha Padantikam. Sayam Rupa Kadamayam. We are all followers of Srila Rupa Goswami. We are members of his family. Mahaprabhu ordered Srila Rupa Goswami and Srila Sanatana Goswami. I don't know what to do about that. Okay. Oh, Lali! Prashanti! Pingali!
I am coming!
Well done, Baba. Okay, Hare Krishna. So we are all in this amazing Rupa Nuga Gaudiya Vaishnava family, and we have such a wealth here. We have such a wealth of knowledge, a wealth of sweetness, a wealth of peace, and a wealth of mercy. And when you were chanting so sincerely and nicely, and yes, so sincerely, because it's not something that we're used to sit for so long and to just chant and do nothing else and focus and try to be in this spiritual... Microphones! More microphones! There's only one thing I should say right now. I think it is Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. But since we're so close to Nandagaon, and Krishna eternally resides in Nandagaon, we should do this one more time, but with so much enthusiasm that it is sure that Krishna will hear us. Okay?
Yes.
You ready? 1, 2, 3.